Previously on The Encounter.
We have assembled to address the prolonged and unexplained absence of Roybus Goodwin, Balsam Goodwin, and Annis Bergen.
We did pass through the mist. For this list was in Grandad Ramulus's pocket. This is what he tried to reveal to me and Roy.
The High Priest. Yes.
Ramulus certainly did obtain the truth. Magistrate, a match, please? Not all truth is for public consumption. These children shall be banished from Reliance and sent back to the Valley of the Mist. Roybus, I offer a choice. Descend into the punishment with your inferiors, or stay here in Reliance under a lifetime oath of silence on this piece of history.
Roy, do you think I can have Grandpa's watch? Oh, so you're not talking to me. Well, I'm gonna take it. Probably doesn't mean that much to you anyways. Oath of silence and all. You know, the oath doesn't mean total silence. You actually can talk to me if you wanted to. Just not about what happened. I see. Okay then. I'll just take some clothes, soap, a jacket. Think that's all I need. Roy, you may not have anything to say to me, but just know that I wish you were coming with me. And I'm sorry that I caused this whole mess.
That's right. You caused this to happen. If you didn't get that stupid idea to go down the mountain looking for Grandad...
Roy, I just
wanted... If you hadn't tricked me into going with you...
I didn't
mean should have known better than to go with you.
But you got what you wanted, Roy. They're letting you stay, and they're letting you train to become an elder.
Did you see Father's face at the trial? He didn't look over at me once. Do you honestly think that becoming an elder is all I wanted?
You wanted it more than telling the truth.
I wanted Father to be proud of me, Sam.
I'm sorry, Roy.
We're ready!
We?
Corey says she's coming with us.
Yeah, Violet's been telling me all about the valley. I want to come.
You can't.
Yeah, I can. You guys said I could if I helped with Violet, which I did. So I want to come.
Mother and Father aren't going to let you.
That didn't stop you guys from going. What makes you think it'll stop me?
This isn't a fun adventure anymore. Don't you see what's happened? We're banished from Reliance.
Corey, he's right. You're better off here.
Ugh! Sam, are you ready?
Yes.
Grab your things. Anne is waiting downstairs. Do you want to say goodbye to her, Roy?
I'd better not.
I'll tell her you said goodbye.
Goodbye, Roy.
Sam, look at me. I need to tell you this before you go. I still love you because you are my son. And no matter what your father says or doesn't say, I know he loves you too.
Mom, I'm so sorry.
None of that. There's nothing else to be done. Granddad would have been proud of you. He always knew you were fearless.
Is Father coming home before I leave?
I don't think so. This is hard on him, Sam.
Okay.
It's time to go. Goodbye, Anne. Violet. Goodbye, Sam.
Mr. Acer.
You didn't think they were just gonna let you kids wander down the peak by yourselves after what happened last time, did you? All right, here we are.
Wait, we didn't go this way last time.
There's a bridge just down this path.
A bridge?
It connects to the other peak. The High Priest doesn't want to risk you escaping from Dolina and Arbor and showing up at Reliance again. Time for you to leave. For good. This bridge makes that possible.
But Violet escaped from Defiance. They'll be looking for her. We can't just go there.
I wouldn't worry too much about that if I were you.
Is that the bridge down there? It doesn't look very safe. That can't be it. That bridge looks ancient. How are we supposed to get across that?
Keep it down back there.
Whoa!
Careful, Anne.
Watch your step. It's pretty rocky.
Keep it moving!
We're going as fast as we can.
Wait! Stop for a second! Shh! Do you hear that?
Is that music?
Shh! I hear something too. Listen.
What are you kids gawking about? Let's move along!
It's a violin.
Yeah, but the melody. I know that melody. I've heard it too. Let all creation come find rest. Come to the mount, come and be blessed. No need for strife. Find peace, find life. Come all creation, come find rest. It's the song of the man on the mountain.
What?
My mother used to sing it to me when I was a little girl. She would tell me stories about a man who lived on a mountain. A mountain you can only see when the mist clears up. The legend said he was a good man who wasn't from Reliance.
Where did he come from?
I don't remember. I don't think she ever mentioned that he came from anywhere. She told me that a man would sometimes come into the valley and give new life to some of the bodies that had fallen in Reliance. But I think she might have just been telling me that because my grandfather died when I was little.
Do you think that could be true?
I think I've heard it before.
What?
Well, actually, a good friend of mine heard it in a dream and played it.
A dream?
Yeah.
What was the dream about?
I can't remember. I just remember the song. Sam, I know it'll be dangerous in Defiance, but something tells me that Picasso needs me.
Defiance is starting to sound just as hopeless as Reliance.
Wait, not necessarily. Maybe if I tell them about Reliance, all the things that I discovered along the way, maybe the scholar will protect us.
Pick up the pace! We're almost there!
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Coming.
Right.
Who's the scholar?
He's the leader of Defiance.
Like the High Priest?
Nothing like him. The scholar encourages people to think for themselves instead of using manipulation.
But weren't you running away from him?
No. I got in trouble with the MEDs. That's a bit different. But if we tell the scholar everything about Reliance, I'm sure he'd welcome the new information. He'd be abhorred that there is a whole society of people who live in intellectual slavery.
Do you think he could help us?
Well, what do you mean?
I know we're banished, but maybe there's something he could do. You know, to help open the eyes of the people at Reliance.
Not a bad idea.
They're our friends.
Our family.
I think it's worth a shot.
Here we are.
This is it?
It's sturdy enough.
How is rotting wood sturdy enough for all of us?
Violet, why don't you take the lead since you're so curious?
Yes, sir.
Sam?
Yes?
Move it. You're next.
Watch your step, Sam.
What are you waiting for?
Sorry, sir. Excuse me, but do you think it's a good idea for all three of us to be on the bridge at once? I mean, I could wait until they cross.
Quit gabbing and cross the bridge!
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Acer, you're coming with us?
I'm just coming to help you along.
Halfway there.
Hold on for a moment, Sam. Before we get any further, there's something I'd like to say to you and Anne.
Come on, guys, we're almost there!
Violet, go on ahead. I've got to talk to Sam for a moment.
I'm not sure it's such a good idea to stop.
Banishment is a permanent sentence. That means it involves certain precautions.
Precautions?
I'm sorry, but the road stops here.
Sam! Let go of me!
Hey, get away from her!
Hey, what's going on?
Struggling won't do you any good!
Let me go!
Get your claws off
Anne!
Me!
Anne!
The rope, watch out!
Let me go!
Episode 13, The Banishment, was written by Michelle Mahalko, featuring the voice talents of Jonathan Barber, Brian Bullebush, Rebecca Hipma, Hannah Glavin, Heather Reed, Caleb Towns, and Amanda Ward. Music by Prita Taiwacharamas. The Encounter is written, performed, and produced by the School of Communication and Creative Arts at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.